Glory to the name of Jesus. So Allah, find out what is God's vision, what is God's plan, and what is God's execution strategy. Find out how does he intend to execute his plan. Because times and seasons may change. In the time of Elijah, fire fell from heaven. But in another time zone, in the time of Moses, the Red Sea divided. He doesn't always come in the same way. Find out what strategy he has employed to execute his will. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is very, very important as a church, as God's people. Find out what is God's plan, God's strategy, to and align with it. Father, is it through TV ministry? How are you going to expose the word of God through this local assembly? Is it through the satellite? How do we make it work? What is your plan? What is your will? And what's your agenda? As you align yourself, you also position yourself for his blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So understand that when you are marked to partner with God, there are certain things that will happen. And I'm going to identify a few of them. And I want you to know that in case you are experiencing these things, count yourself as one that God has marked to partner with him. Glory to God. Number one, God will hide you. Anytime God decides to partner with a man, he hides you. What do I mean by hiding you? I realize that those who he has marked to use, one way or the other, he's not just going to expose you. The Bible says, as new wine is found in the closet, I won't say destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. God hides the blessing most times in a closety environment. He hid Jesus in a manger. Nobody would think that something good would come out of this field, dirt. Sometimes you may not, you see, I am so uncomfortable with religious people who judge people and conclude that this person is not qualified, that person is not qualified, or you are better than this. God doesn't see people that way. No, God works with destiny. If not so, Solomon would never become king. Everybody called him a son born out of adultery, but God called him Jedidiah. Jedidiah means the beloved of the Lord. Hallelujah. Going by the situation of Jacob, nobody would have identified with Jacob because it looked like he was manipulated, he was negative, but God had assigned him to be the third person in the structure of the Abrahamic blessing. And that's God for you. Hallelujah. And in case you are hearing me right now and you have been condemned, you have been judged, you have been ostracized, and you have been neglected and rejected, hear this good news today. God has chosen you. He has decided to partner with you, and no devil in hell can disqualify you. You have been marked to succeed. You have been marked to survive. You have been marked. You are the one God has chosen. You are the chosen one. You are the one that has been marked, and that's why you survived COVID-19. That's why you survived 2021, and that's why you are in 2022. You have been marked by God, and I decree that in the name of Jesus, the mark of God upon your life will carry you through 2022. You are going to end this year with a huge testimony. You are going to end this year with a mega testimony. You are going to end this year celebrating like you've never done before because of the mark of God upon your life. Somebody shout a big amen. So number one, he hides you. In the case of Samuel, we see that Samuel's destiny was hidden. Because the mother, so to say, was a good woman. And in the goodness of this one, everybody would assume that this good woman will be the first to get pregnant and get a child and conceive. But because God had orchestrated his destiny and had already ordained the manifestation of Samuel and programmed it in a particular timing. So the Bible says, and God shut her womb. How wicked does that sound? That God that loves a loving father will shut the womb of somebody. No, it was deliberate because if Samuel came ahead of time, that destiny would have been thwarted, frustrated, and truncated. The devil would have fought him to a standstill. So God had a particular timing to display the ministry of Samuel and use him to counter the contradictory words of the enemy and to deal with the adversary. So God kept the womb shut up because he had programmed in time. Chronologically, Samuel's destiny had already been ordained in Kairos, what was just waiting to manifest in Chronos. So chronologically, people were counting time. You are getting old. You've entered the stage of menopause. You can't get a child again. But God's agenda was in place. And because she partnered with God, The time came that God gave her one child. I don't know why I feel this heavy anointing today to tell somebody that you are the chosen one. God, that's why you are kept in the wilderness. That's why you've been through all you've been through. That's why you've survived all the things you've survived. It's not because God hated you. He was reserving you for a time and a season such as this. Glory to God. So Samuel was born at the exact time his destiny was meant to deal with issues. His prophetic ministry was meant to bring a major manifestation in partnership with God. So the Bible says, and God shut her womb. And God shut her womb. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verse 5 to 6. He repeated it twice. 1 Samuel chapter number 1 and verse 5 to 6, the Bible says, and the Lord shut up her womb, and the Lord closed her womb and opened it when it was time that was planned in his agenda. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. May the Lord open you up to his will in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in his time, he makes all things, not some things, not few things, all things beautiful. In the book of Psalm 105 and verse 19 to 20, the Bible says Joseph remained in bondage in prison until the time his word came. The Bible says while he was in that phase of his life, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord pruned him. The word of the Lord broke him. Sometimes in your moment that the Lord keeps you in trial, he's trying to prune you. He's trying to break every unnecessary part of your life. You know, when a good farmer plants a tree and the motive and intention of the farmer is for the tree to grow taller, and then maybe the tree just germinates and start bearing branches and start bearing fruit, he's going to cut off the fruit, cut off the branches, because the motive of the plant was, or the intention of the planter, the intention of the farmer was for the tree to grow taller. So he cuts of all the distractions. Those distractions may be your weaknesses, your weariness, your excuses, your negativities, your doubts, your fears. He's going to trim all of that off in the process of your life. And so while he was in prison, the Bible says the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord qualified him. The word of the Lord empowered him. The word of the Lord pruned him. The word of the Lord energized him. And the word of the Lord qualified him. And when he was out of prison, he was man enough, bold enough. He was so confident that he could lead senators. The Bible says he brought him out and made him chief over his senators, and he taught them wisdom. Because the time came. Your time has come. Help me tell three people around you, your time has come, your time has come, and your time has come. Your time has come. And that's why I'm opening your eyes to the reality of God's partnership with you. Glory to the name of the Lord. We have another example in the man Elijah. In 1 Samuel chapter number 17 and verse 3, we see how God himself told Elijah, hide yourself. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter number 17 and verse 3, the Bible says God partnered with Elijah to deal with the Jezebelian authorities in the land of Israel. King Ahab was already submitted to the Jezebelian influence, and they brought in strange gods and idol worship. And the Bible says God anointed Elijah to partner with him to discipline all of this strange idolatrous worship. So he goes to the king and tell the king, oh king, live forever, but it shall not rain for 3.5 years except by my word, because I stand, he said, before the Lord whom I stand, before the Lord whom I stand. I'm so excited that you are standing before God in these days of prayer, in these days of this conference. You are standing before the Lord. You can't stand before the Lord and bow to threats. You can't stand before the Lord and bow to shame. You can't stand before the Lord and bow to enemies' attack. You can't stand before the Lord and be covered with intimidation and harassment. And so therefore, in the name of Jesus, whatever has harassed your life expires at the shout of your amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up and say, I can't stand before the Lord and bow to the pressures of life. I can't stand before the Lord and bow to the intimidation of the enemy. I am more than a conqueror. I am winning this battle. And 2022 is my year of triumph. Hallelujah. If that's your confession, then I congratulate you in advance. It's your year of triumph. And you are afloat and you are above. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the man Elijah says, I will order the rain not to rain 3.5 years except by my word. And the Bible says, when he was done with the declaration in partnership with God, God himself said, go and hide yourself. So God hides people. people he partners with. God hides people he partners with. He will hide you this year. He will preserve you this year. He will cover you this year. He will shield you this year. He will cover you this year. Somebody shout a big amen. Next thing I'd like you to note is that God will chisel and will shape and will break and will qualify those whom he chooses to partner with. When God has chosen to partner with you, he's going to chisel you. He's going to break you. There are some of us that by destiny plan, we can see a prophet of God will see you and tell you, you are meant to be great, you are meant to be this, you are meant to be that, but you are not the right person. You are not, how do I explain this? You are not the speck that is meant to manifest that unique destiny. I once met a man of God. His Lordship, the bishop, knows a little of my story. I started ministry at the age of 9. At 9, I knew nothing, but I have a great and unique anointing, and it's a very strong prophetic anointing. So the Lord opens my eyes to see things and tell people things. So I once met this very great politician, and I heard the voice of the Lord tell me that he's going to use him to do something in government, and because of that, he was going to bring him to the throne, and that it wasn't going to be by election or by his choice. And the next thing, this man jumps out to go and buy a governorship election form. Guess what? He failed the election. He did not fail because God said he will fail or he will win. He failed because he did not wait for God's directive. He just said he will be governor, and then the next thing went. But funny enough, sooner or later after that, something happened that the sitting governor had to be removed, and the person was brought in. For that short term that God brought him to be the acting governor, he executed the plan of God. And the word of the Lord tried him, and he was able to perform what he was called to do at that particular time. And he confirmed to me, saying, see, the word of the Lord has come to pass. So it's good to walk with God's plan. You don't know his plan. You don't know his target, but he will walk with you. So sometimes you will see men of God who will tell you what is the judgment of God and what is the plan of God for you. But don't be too excited to just run with the prophecy, because hearing a particular prophetic word doesn't mean the word will gain manifestation immediately. Sometimes God will groom you and chisel you and shape you into the person qualified for that. Let's take, for example, you are always desiring as a young lady, I want to wear a size 8 gown on my wedding day. But right now you are size 14. And between now and your wedding, you need to work on yourself. You need to go to the gym. You need to trim. You need to, you know, diet up and make sure that you are in shape so that you can fit into that beautiful gown you have desired for your wedding. Now, the same thing with God. God gives you a destiny plan by prophesying to you, but will work on your character, work on your attitude, work on your giving, work on your negativity, work on your weaknesses, and he will chisel the excess out of place so that you will be in top shape. You will be the right model for the right assignment. So the assignment is real, the prophecy is real, but you need to be on track. You need to be the exact personality that fits into that prophetic world. And so when God has chosen to partner with you, he's going to work on you. He's going to trim you. He will chastise you when you go wrong. He will rebuke you when you fall apart, when you go astray. He will pull you back on track. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name said, for his destiny said, for his prophecy said, he will lead me in the right path. So when you're going off track, he's going to pull you back on track. When you're about to sink into the water, he's going to pull you out of the water, like he held the hand of Peter and said, out of the water, you dare by faith to partner with me and walk on the water. I'm not going to watch you sink. I'm going to help you rise. I'm going to pull you out of the water. Today, I don't know what makes it look like you are sinking. I stand in the office of a prophet of God, and I decree in agreement with our great Father in the Lord, I decree in the name of Jesus, you will not sink into the waters of life. You will not sink into the trials of life. You will not sink in financially. You are not going to sink maritally. You are not going to sink in business. God is about to restore you. There's a restoration coming, and there's a restitution of all things in the year 2022. Shout equality. Amen. Glory to the name of God. This is God's plan. When he has chosen to partner with you, he's going to hide you. He's going to keep you reserved. Jesus, he told the disciples, oh my God, this is so interesting and very powerful. Hallelujah. You know, let me not even go there. He started by even telling the three wise men, and then he spoke through an angel, take this baby back to Egypt. Oh, Egypt was a hiding place for Jesus. Not because Jesus was not God, and not because Jesus was not God enough to contend with Herod, even as a baby. But God said, I need to groom you. I know you are God, but you are still a child. Unto us, a child is born, And unto us a son is given. Sons are not born. Sons are trained. Sons are groomed. Sons are equipped. Sons are educated. Sons are given. But children are born. So being a child doesn't make you a son. You need to be groomed, trained, equipped, inspired, and put in the right frame of mind to execute God's plan. Glory to the name of God. So when God calls you, he will chisel you, he will shape you, and he will break you down. He will qualify you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Next, when God has chosen to partner with you, he will use you. I want you to know that God wants to use you. Hallelujah. He will use your life. He will use your money. He will use your resources. He will use your senses, your intelligence. He will use your contact. He will use your connections. He will use all of you. Somebody say, Lord, use all of me. Until you are submitted, until you are given all. When I say all, I'm not just saying, God, take my money, but leave me. I'll live my life. I'll come to church whenever I like. No. God doesn't just want your money. He wants your heart. He wants your mind. He wants all of you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you to evangelize. He wants to use you to propagate the gospel. He wants to use you to execute his counsel. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. But for it to stand, he needs a man. I sought for a man. And I'm looking for a man that I can trust, a man that I can trust with prosperity, a man that I can trust with wealth, a man that I can trust with humility, a man that I can trust with my vision, a man that I can trust. And that's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye, focus on my will, focus on my plan. And then all these things that you desire that the Gentiles have, he said, all of them shall be added unto you. Glory to the name of the Lord. So God wants to use you. Like I said earlier, Israel, we see an example of Israel in Exodus 3 and verse 21. The Bible says, God himself told Israel, when you shall leave, you shall not go empty-handed. I will compel the Egyptians to give you their gold, their silver, their treasure, because I have plans. I'm not trying to make you richer than your neighbor. I'm not trying to make you look proud and bossy and intimidating everybody around you. No! I want to empower you, because out there in the wilderness, we need to build an altar. The Ark of Covenant needs to be built. I have plans to execute, and I need the provision. So I'm going to empower you so that you'll be used to do my deed. Glory to God. Like I said in Deuteronomy 8, and verse 18, he says that he might establish his covenant, that he might establish his covenant, that he might establish his covenant. Someone say, use me to establish your covenant. Raise your hands wherever you are there and say, Father, use me to establish your covenant. In the name of Jesus, use me to establish your plan. Use me to establish your will. Use me to establish your counsel. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. That is the will of God. God wants to use your life, use your resources, use everything around you. Next is that God defends everyone that partners with him. If you partner with God, he will fight for you. Oh my God, I don't know why you understand this. In the book of Luke, chapter number 3, verse 31 and 32, you look at the account of Peter. Jesus himself said, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. You are my... Peter, you are my partner. Peter, I'm partnering with you. Peter, I am interested in your life. I'm not just going to allow you in an air crash and you die. I have your interest. I'm watching your back. I'm waiting because I have plans for you. I want to use you. You're going to walk on water. Peter, you're going to slay somebody's tears for my kingdom. Peter, you're going to fight this battle, this race. You're going to be one of the frontiers. I have plans for you. So I have seen the devil wants to sift you, shake you, traumatize you, make sure they mess your emotions up, make sure they mess your finances up, make sure the devil wants to sift you like wheat. But he says, I have your back, I got your back, I have prayed for you. So God protects those who partners with him. I will defend you, I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not, that your faith fail not. Glory to the name of Jesus. I have prayed for you. I have defended you. I have secured you. I have surrounded you. I have, as mountains surround Jerusalem, I have surrounded you. So Peter, you're not going to fall like James fall. I know Herod picked up James and slaughtered James like a little goat, but you are not James. You are Peter. And upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, Peter. Peter, you are the rock. Peter, but Jonah, you are the rock. I have your interest. interest. I'm not going to allow what happened to your father repeat in your life. I'm not going to allow what happened to your elder brother repeat in your life. Affliction will not rise a second time. Peter, they may have arrested you, but I'm sending an angel to pick you out of the prison. Peter, when you get into prison, it's okay to sleep. I'm not worried. Don't stress and stress yourself. Don't stretch and stress yourself. I got your back, Peter. Peter, I may have allowed things to go the way they went, but you are in a school. Learn all the lessons you have to learn, because you are soon graduating from that school. You are coming out from that school. And when you graduate, the Bible says, when thou hast strengthened yourself, when thou hast recovered, when thou hast learned all the lessons you should learn, strengthen thy brethren. That is to say, when you have gone through this trial and temptation and you've survived all of what you are meant to survive, make sure it becomes a message you use to preach to other people. That's the partnership I'm talking about. So because God had this interest in partnering with Peter, he prayed for him, he protected him, he shielded him. I ask that the Lord shield you this year. You are shielded, you, your family, your siblings, your household, you are shielded in the name of Jesus. As I begin to summarize tonight, I'd like you to note this key point. Please, I want to advise you, prioritize God's kingdom and God's covenant. If you prioritize God and his covenant, like the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18, it says, I am giving you wealth so that I may establish my covenant. So the wealth is not for you, it's to establish my covenant. When you plan to establish God's covenant, my brother, my sister, I can assure you that God's provision will never depart from your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. The book of Daniel chapter number 11 and verse 32 says that such that do wickedly to the covenant shall be flattered, but they that do know their God shall be strong, and exploits shall they do. They will do exploits because you have not done wickedness to the covenant. You have prioritized the covenant. You have prioritized the will of God, the plan of God, and he will prioritize you. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse 33 says, seeking first the kingdom and righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So what is he trying to say? You prioritize God's kingdom, prioritize God's vision, prioritize the work of God, prioritize the work God has put in the life of your pastor, in the hand of your pastor. Prioritize God's kingdom, put God first, and he's going to bless you first. I've noticed that God will always prioritize those who prioritize his will, his plan, his agenda. Number 2, submit to the will of God. Submit to the mission of God. Submit to the plan of God. Be sold out totally. That was the secret of Noah. Noah was sold out to the plan of God that people mocked him. Everybody laughed at him and threatened him, and all mocked at him and told him this plan can never be executed. And eventually what God planned and proposed to do with Noah, he did. If the earth was flooded and that ark was saved, what was destined to ruin and flood the whole earth became his elevating tool. It elevated his ark while others were flooded on the earth, because he submitted to the will of God. Please, don't fight the will of God. Don't fight the plan of God. Don't contradict God. Submit to the plan of God. And finally tonight, I'd like to say, separate yourself and identify with people who are God's vision conscious. Please run away from people who contradict God. Bible says, mark them that make you disobey, that make you contradict the plan of God, the teachings you've been taught, the doctrines you've been taught. Say, mark them and avoid them. Anybody that contradicts what God has taught your pastor to teach you, that person should not be your best of friends. I'm not saying keep malice. I'm not saying quarrel with people, but you don't have to identify with people who help you contradict God. Hallelujah. Stick with people who will inspire you, motivate you, instigate the destiny that God has deposited in you, and stir you up for manifestation. That's my counsel and advice today. And I trust that this word has blessed you greatly. I want to just share quickly, 3 major prayer points, and I trust your life will not be the same. First of all, I'd like you to know that a life dedicated to God is a life that is qualified to be used of God. When you carry your life and say, I hand over to God, God take charge, control, and absolute control of my life, he will use you. So if you're out there and you've not yet given your life to Christ, or maybe you've given your life to Christ, but you're not spiritually sound, serious, or extremely committed, I'd like you to totally seize this moment and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I can tell you, if you are available for use, he will use you. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you open, I will come in. So he won't force it on you. You must be willing and obedient, and then you will eat the fruit of the land. And so today I want to pray with everyone who says, this is the beginning of a new year. I want to be dedicated rededicate my life. I want God to use me. I want to partner with God. And I trust that as I commit my life to the hand of God, God will use me. I will pray with you. And then I'm going to pray because God has put in my spirit that 2022 shall be a year of great provision for the body of Christ. And not because he just wants to empower the church, but because of the contention and the opposition and the plan of the adversary, he wants to keep the church financially empowered, economically empowered, so that the advancement of the kingdom is not truncated or, you know, stranded. So wherever you are, I'd like you to pray. If you are dedicating your life, please place your hand on your chest and say this prayer very sincerely after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the word shared. Tonight, I receive the word with understanding. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, I totally surrender my life to you, Jesus. Come into my life, be the Lord and Savior of my life. Help me to live for you. Help me to live according to your plan. Help me to live according to your dictate. Help me to fulfill what you have called me to do. Father, thank you, because as I surrender my life to you, I'm sure that you will use me, you will change me, and you will help me to be the best I am called to be. In Jesus' mighty name, I am a child of God. I am born again. I am born to win. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you pray that prayer, I congratulate you. I would like you to please be available to be counseled and well advised on how to live your life for God, and your life will not be the same. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are we still online? Praise the Lord.
Yes, we are still online.
Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Next, I'd like to pray for everyone who is saying, Pastor, I want to partner with God. I don't know how to go about this. I want to partner with God. I want to be used of God. God is willing to use you. Like the Bible says, I sought for a man. God is looking for a man who can use. One that can say, Lord, I'm available for use. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way. Enable me to say, my storage is empty, and Lord, I'm available for use. If you're available for use, get ready, God is going to use you. God told me clearly that 2022 is a year that he will empower people. It's a year of the rise of the nobodies, of the local champions, people that people despise, look down on, ignored. He's going to use them massively in 2022 because of his kingdom. And I want to challenge everyone tonight that you deliver yourself to God. Hand yourself over and say, Lord, I'm voluntarily putting my life, my finances, my resources in your hand. Use me. And I'm going to challenge you tonight. I don't know why the Spirit of God puts this in my spirit, that there are some of you out there who you've been very, very unstable with your commitment with God. Tonight, I want to challenge some of you to take seats. There are certain realms of your life you don't cross into higher dimension until you are able to understand the mystery and the revelation behind seedlings. Abraham had a powerful prophecy in Genesis 12. And God told him, I will bless thee, I will make your name great. None of them came to pass. He struggled to become rich. Hallelujah. In Genesis 13, the Bible says he managed to be rich in gold, in silver, and in cattle. Hallelujah. But the child did not come. There was no child until he had an encounter with God in chapter 15, and God made a covenant with him, and the Bible says he staggered not at the promise. He never doubted God again, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Eventually, when Isaac came, and God told him, you see, I have blessed you to a certain level, but you can't enter the highest level. Carry this boy, go to the mountain, and on that mountain, put him on an altar, and he kept. Isaac died. A lot of people still say Isaac didn't die. Isaac actually died. The Bible says immediately that God saw that Isaac died in the heart of Abraham. Sometimes God is watching your heart, your motive, your intention. Hallelujah. The Bible says by him, actions are weighed. So God weighs your action. He weighs your motive. Why are you doing what you're doing? He will check it. If your motives are not right, it doesn't matter how much you give. It's in vain. But when you give with the right conscience, the right motive, oh my God, he's going to escalate it. He's going to bless you massively. And then he saw the heart of Abraham, saw that he had killed Isaac in his heart by raising the dagger. He had already concluded that the boy is dead. And then the Bible says, the angel of the Lord called unto him and said unto him, said, touch not the boy, but rather take the bullock, take the ram, take the goat, or whatever animal was there. He picked it up and replaced Isaac. So Isaac actually died because anything laid on the altar has to die. So he died because the blood of that ram or the blood of that animal had replaced the blood of Isaac. So before God, Isaac became a living sacrifice. Why did he live? Because he had a literal physical need to exist. He was going to translate and transgenerate the Abrahamic blessing from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. So he had to live, but he was dead before God because an animal was slaughtered on his behalf. So the blood of that animal was the blood of Isaac. Today I want to ask, is there anything on the altar that represents you? And today I want to challenge every one of you. Jesus has paid the ultimate price on the cross of Calvary, but we have to also make effort to make sure that we have placed our seed before the altar. And God is challenged to bless us beyond our imagination. So today, I want to pray for some of you who are saying, Pastor, I want to partner with God. And in 2022, I want to see that God's plan is executed. I'm going to trust God to do whatever I've never done. Some of you, you may not know, but I'm going to challenge everyone hearing the sound of my voice tonight to take out a seed, something you've not done before. Something if you've done 1,000 before, do more than that. If you've done 5,000 before, do more than that. If you've done 10 before, do. But take something. Let it be something in your mind that you're trusting God, that as you drop this at the beginning of the year, this is a sacrifice that prepares you for the advancement and the development and the partnership that we have talked about today. And wherever you are made up your mind to partner with God. I want to encourage you to stand up and walk to the altar. I'm not seeing the videos from here, but I want to tell everyone, step out of your seat. Genuinely, you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing, but in your mind, you are saying, Pastor, I'm going to take a seed and break the siege. I want to do something I've not done before. I want to partner with God, even in my finances and my resources. I want you to just take a step of faith out from your seat and step out to the altar as I pray for you. Hallelujah. Do that as fast as you can. And just take a step of faith and just place your hand on your chest and let me pray for you. Hello? Praise the Lord.
Why are you guys sitting?
Okay, I'm not seeing it from here. I don't know whether it's the video, but if there are people out there, I'd like to just pray with you.
Yes, there are people.
Okay. So please go out there, place your hand on your chest. Please, from the media team there, if they can make me see, it's from there, I'd like to see what the video, hallelujah. Place your hand on your chest. If you want to kneel down, I want you to kneel down. You've heard the word of God, and the entrance of the word gives light and understanding to the simple. Place your hand on your chest, kneel down there, and tell God, God, I want 2022 to be different. I've been through a lot in 2021. I've struggled, I've been through all of the things I've been through. I've survived the COVID. I've survived all of these trials, and I want a change. I want a turnaround. I want a turnaround. Lord, help me break the limitation of the enemy. Break the yoke of the enemy. Break the stronghold of lack and poverty. Break every limitation. Open your mouth and pray that prayer as you stand out there. Help me, Lord. I want to do something I've never done before. You are making a commitment to God. And as you place your hand on your chest, I'd like you to tell yourself, God, this is what I want to do. Make a pledge. Stand out there and tell God, I want to end this year better than I ended the year 2021. I want to break every limitation. Financial limitations are broken. Every injunction placed on my life, it looks like I can't do above $10,000. It looks like I can't do above. In fact, some people, maybe you cross a certain line, looks like you've gotten to the peak. God, I want to exceed my normal limit. I want to do better in 2022. I'd like you to genuinely place your hand on your chest and tell God, empower me. I want to partner with you. Empower me. As I pray with you, after I finish this prayer, I want you to actually pick a pen and a notebook and write your name and write the seed God has laid in your heart to sow. You are going to write it and lay it on the altar. Make sure that seed is laid on the altar. And as you lay it on the altar, I can assure you that that altar will speak for you. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come in agreement with every man, woman standing out at this altar right now. And I take authority over every spirit of lack, poverty, and whatever keeps people backwards. I break the chains now in the name of Jesus. I come in agreement with your servant, and I declare now that the blessing of 2022 be released upon them in the name of Jesus. People, I want to hear you say a very big amen.
Amen.
I decree that this year you prosper. This year the Lord partners with you. This year you will evolve. This year you will improve. This year you will advance. This year you will develop. And this year all that God has placed and ordained for you shall come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I declare it is well with you. It's well with your health. It's well with your body. You will live and not die. You will live and fulfill your destiny. You will fulfill your purpose. And what God has ordained you to fulfill shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Now, quickly, I'm going to ask you to get a pen and a notebook and write your name and what God has put in your heart to sow and go and drop it at the altar. Take that and drop it at the altar. So as you do that, you are blessed. So you can go back to your seat, pick up your notebook, write your name and the amount of the seed you are meant to sow, and carry that notebook and place it on the altar. Do that as fast as you can. And in church today, something is going to happen. Hallelujah. I want to also encourage everybody watching online. If you are watching online right now, make sure you are part of this. Don't just watch online. If there are account details on the screen, it can be displayed. And every man, woman, boy, girl watching right now, connect to this grace. There's a grace that is upon my life that I've seen raise people from nothing to something. And that grace is going to work for you wherever you're watching this program right now. The same grace works for you. Every form of captivity, financial captivity, backwardness of any sort is breaking. Chains are breaking right now. Yokes are breaking right now. By reason of the anointing, every strange yoke is broken. You shall not be the same again. Wherever you're watching, in America, in Europe, in Asia, or in Canada, wherever you're watching or you're joining, right in Africa, in Nigeria, I prophesy the same grace, the same mantle come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Your health is released. The Bible says this is not the kind of fast I've asked you to fast, that you deal your bread to the hungry, that you serve him, that you, he said, then your light shall break forth like the morning. The yoke of the enemy will be broken. The captivity of the enemy is ending now in the name of Jesus. You will not be the same. If you have just done that, I'd like you to know that God's voice, that altar will speak for your good. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you'll never be the same again. And if you've not given your offering, please make sure you do that. I want to encourage everybody that has sown through this channel or through this program, you are also in God's schedule to be blessed in 2022 in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you very much for having me online. And thank you, great servant of God. Great. Knowing you has been a great blessing. A couple of times I've been through personal stuff, and I've seen God use you to inspire and bless me and, you know, counsel me and help me in many occasions. So I want to say thank you for allowing God to use you so greatly. I am so, so excited. I'm happy being associated and also being part of what God is doing through you. Thank you very much for inviting me to be part of this meeting. I'm sure tonight your life and every other person has seen God's goodness. Light has come and darkness has no space. I'm so proud of this church. I want to encourage every member of this church to stay put, serve God, and keep doing what God has assigned you to do, and the best will be our portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much, man of God, and thank you for being a great inspiration and a great blessing to the world at large in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wow, what a powerful word. You know, as I sat down, the Lord spoke to me that I was not to take the offering tonight, but that he was. But I had not mentioned anything to him. So I was just waiting for him to finish, and then I'll say, please, will you please take the offering? But God knows how to deal with things.
Exactly.
The instruction is clear. Yes, give your offering, but we have to apply the truth that we have received, the instruction, and this is crucial. It is obedience to the instruction that brings you into the blessing. The instruction is, take a note, write down what it is that you believe God is saying, and put it on the altar, not in the offering plate. Just do that. And God is going to speak. He didn't tell you how much it is. He just said, make a commitment. And when you make that commitment, God will bless it. God is going to breathe on the offerings that you bring. And he's going to breathe on these other ones that are placed on the altar. Those of you at home, make an altar. Nobody is going to come and investigate on what you said you're going to do and how you're going to do it. This is about you and God. Just obey. Son, this has just been an amazing, powerful ministration.
Amen.
I thank God for you.
Amen.
I've known you as a man of excellence.
Thank
Everything
you,
about your
Thank
church you. Is just excellent.
Hallelujah.
I love you deeply from the depths of my being.
And we love you right back, sir.
You're a very dear, special man of God. And so is your wife. And I will talk to you.
Thank you.
About what the Lord has been showing me. And we will strategize together.
Amen.
By the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
To bring resolutions.
Amen.
The peace of God has come upon my heart. Son, be blessed.
Amen.
And be highly favored of the Lord.
Amen.
May the questions that you have be answered speedily.
Amen.
And efficiently.
Amen. Amen.
May destiny help us come alongside of you.
Amen.
New links, new relationships.
Amen. Amen.
What you did not know. Oh, yes. The Lord will open your eyes to what's around you.
Amen.
What others are missing, you're going to see.
Amen.
Father, I give you praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Upon all of your people, blessed be your holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll release you. It's quite late for you. But
yes.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
very
you,
much
sir.
For serving.
Thank you. I'm grateful, sir.
Amen. Bless you. Love you. Well,
love you too.
At this time, we've already honored God with our giving. Let us now share together in communion. Jesus. This is the body of the Lord. Body that was broken for our deliverance, our peace, our redemption. May all that God purposed be manifested in our lives as we take of this body and eat. Take and eat in Jesus' name. This is the cup of the blessing. We take off this cup and we tap into the blessings of the Lord. May the blessings of God pursue after you and overtake you. May the God who corrects, correct everything that needs to be corrected so that we walk in the fullness of grace. Take of this cup and drink. Praise the Lord. Well, those of you that are online on YouTube and Facebook, we'll release you at this time. And we'll just have a quick chat with those people.